This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody knows that today is so loaded.
All right, Laura Loomer's coming up. She's heavily involved, battling the globalists with national ads she put out that are going mega viral. Saw her on the War Room with Steve Bannon, wanted to get her on. She'll be doing some election night coverage with us, along with Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, and so many others. Robert Barnes, Tuesday night into the morning, Ollie Alexander and more. But coming up, breaking outage in PA voter database, an election day nears. The database put in a few years ago to make sure only voters could vote magically has failed, and they say it won't be there to make sure Fetterman doesn't cheat. We'll be covering that coming up, ladies and gentlemen, with a whole other stack of key, several big stacks of key election news with Laura Loomer and more throughout this hour. And then, as I said, Dr. Peter McCullough will be in hour 3 and 4 tonight, his most powerful interview ever, where he takes the gloves off big time and says, yes, it's an inside depopulation plan, mass murder. He's known it for years. We've had private conversations. But here is the latest report on the theft going on in Brazil.
Before his first election, the radical opposition attempted to assassinate Jair Bolsonaro.
Jair Bolsonaro has been left in a serious but stable condition in hospital. This after being stabbed while drumming up support ahead of next month's vote. Hospital officials say it could take 2 months for him to recover.
They failed, and President Bolsonaro went on to become today's leading model of what a world leader should be, a man of the people. He spoke out against the COVID pandemic hoax from the very beginning.
Brazil's right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro said he will not take a coronavirus vaccine, calling it his, quote, right. He made statements live on social media Thursday, adding that Congress was not likely to require Brazilians to take a vaccine.
He thanked the farmers of Brazil for not shutting down.
Vocês não ficaram em casa. Não se acovardaram. Nós temos que enfrentar os nossos problemas. Chega de frescura, de mimimi.
And declared every single Brazilian as being essential.
Essa atividade é essencial, aquela não. A atividade essencial é toda aquela necessária para o chefe de família levar o pão para dentro de casa. Porra!
And now the world is realizing that Bolsonaro was right. No matter how much the media tries to smear him, the people of Brazil love him.
Nós queremos eleições limpas, auditáveis e com contagem pública do governo. Não posso participar de uma farsa como essa patrocinada ainda pelo presidente do Tribunal Superior Eleitoral.
The awakening masses in Brazil, like everywhere else in the world today, were expecting election fraud.
Also, Bolsonaro still trailing behind left-wing former leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Polls are lying. If Lula is really the frontrunner, where is he? Where are his crowds? We are here to show that Bolsonaro represents the majority. He will only lose the election if there is fraud, and the people will take to the streets to stop that from happening.
And they have taken to the streets. All over Brazil, the people are not willing to go the way of Joe Obama, the way of the World Economic Forum. What will it take for the people to be represented? And what will America do if the anticipated red wave is stolen?
The president's office may have conceded defeat, but many of Jair Bolsonaro's millions of supporters have not. They took to the streets of Sao Paulo in their thousands. The national flag waved above the crowds as they gathered outside the headquarters of the military's Southeastern Command. They're calling for an intervention. Put simply, they want a military coup. They despise the leftist policies of Lula da Silva, and they want him out by any means.
I think the red wave that's coming is going to be like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now into hour number two of this live Sunday night broadcast. Hour three and four, Dr. Peter McCullough in studio. He's taking the gloves off, saying, yes, it is the population weapon, the poison shot, one of the most respected doctors and scientists, one of the most peer-reviewed people out there. That's coming up in hour number three and four. And then tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., American Journal, Harrison Smith, my own show, 11 to 3 p.m., The War Room, Owen Schroyer's War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. And then don't forget, kicking off Tuesday morning, we're going right through midnight election coverage. And we're going to get into all that now in the next 55 minutes with Laura Limmer. She's riding shotgun with us as a political analyst. She's one of the most banned people in the world, the most banned woman. And she has run for Congress and almost won recently by just a few points, despite the Republican establishment working against her. But that's a side issue. I want to get her take on the election, on Trump, the Sanus, and that rift on what she's predicting for the midterms that open up in just about 35 hours. We're also going to be looking at a PAC that she's involved with that's doing a great job putting out some powerful national TV ads exposing the Democrats in general, their poison shots, and their penchant for promoting pedophilia that have gone super viral. Saw Steve Bannon in his war room covering it with her a few days ago, so I wanted to get her on with us. But let's, before we drill into these ads and the rest of it, Laura, great to see you there. Loomard.com. The only way people can find you is actually going to your site. You're one of the most censored people out there. They can find some of the conservative social media you're on there, but you're still doing amazing work. And in many ways, more effective than ever, Loomard.com. Laura, with 30-something hours left until the polls open, obviously red tsunami, but can the seawall of election fraud block it? What do you expect to see?
Well, Alex, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And look, as an America First candidate myself, who recently had my own election stolen from me during my primary here in Florida in August, I'll say that, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm not really getting my hopes up. The Republican Party has done absolutely nothing to address voter fraud. I'm talking about machine fraud. I'm talking about massive mail-in ballot fraud since the stolen 2020 election. To this day, the official RNC and Republican Party leadership has not even issued an official statement admitting that the 2020 election was stolen. Here in Florida, you had politicians like Governor Ron DeSantis promising that he was going to ban big tech social media censorship in the state of Florida. But big tech, as we have seen, is allowed to roam completely wild here in the state of Florida. Zero punishment whatsoever from big tech, completely deplatforming and silencing people. And so there aren't really a lot of measures that have been taken nationwide to prevent the fraud. However, I think that given the fact, right, that the Democrat Party has now decided to embrace full-blown pedophilia and violent criminals, and they are advocating for open borders, allowing for criminals and terrorists and poisonous fentanyl to come across our border, over 5 million illegal aliens coming in since Joe Biden occupied the White House as an illegitimate dementia patient. Even Democrats, even your most moderate Democrats, are saying that this is too much for them. So I'm thinking that maybe this extreme radical shift in the Democrat Party might be enough to push the Republicans over. But I do think, and from seeing it myself here on the ground in Florida, we don't have election integrity in this country. And so people definitely need to be vigilant and aware, because the cheaters are going to be out. We've already seen videos in Florida from Broward County of people illegally stuffing ballot boxes with multiple ballots this election season. People need to be alert, because people are going to be cheating to try to stop this red wave.
Well, that's right. There's been arrests all over the country. Texas, Wisconsin, open charges where they're just catching Democrats already creating fake ballots and stuffing them. But let's be very clear. We know how they generally steal it. With these mail-in ballots, not absentee, those are fine. Those are people that are on record already as voters, and they ask for them themselves, and they get them. But by bombing everywhere with these fake ballots, you know, these ballots that can be faked, these raw blank ballots, they then put the names of dead people and folks that have moved out of the state or out of the jurisdiction on those, but they've only got so many bullets in their gun, so they can only use them in particular areas. That's why Biden's announced, Fetterman's announced, Obama's announced, Hillary's announced, MSNBC's announced, CNN, New York Times. Yes, in key battleground states like Wisconsin, like Michigan, like Pennsylvania, like Arizona, over and over again, we're not going to know on election night. So we always knew before, but the Democrats are telling us, no, it's completely normal. You're not going to know. And now this in Pennsylvania. As folks know, a few years ago, they created an election integrity database run by the state to simply check and make sure that the person that's voted. So once they voted, it's in a database that they did vote so that the same name can't vote multiple times. So we know that Fetterman's losing by such tsunami levels in the real internal polling they've got. They don't have enough dead people or fake names to do it. So they have to cut off the election integrity computer system. And now that's been shut off. And the Democrats are saying, sorry, it's not going to be there for the election. So now it's a total free-for-all in Pennsylvania. Breaking. Outage in PA voter database. A election day nears. The computer system the state runs to make sure there's no election fraud is down. What do you make of that, Laura Loomer?
Well, it's no surprise, and you're absolutely correct, Alex. It's now why all of a sudden we've seen a lot of so-called Democrat Party political strategists and analysts and a lot of these pundits on CNN and MSNBC talking about how the Republicans are going to steal the election. And so it's funny, right, because they always told us in the aftermath of 2020 that we had the most secure election systems in this country and that it was impossible to steal elections. And now you're actually seeing reports, right, early pre-election day reports from these political pundits and Democrat Party strategists, because I think that they know that deep down inside, if we were to truly have free and fair elections without any cheating in this country, it would be a massive red wave. It would truly be a sweeping red wave in this country. But they have to continuously justify the craziness, okay, and the absolute radical communist takeover of their own party, because I don't even think Democrats are excited to get out and vote. You see Barack Obama, he's been stumping for some candidates in some of these swing states, and he's telling people, you have to get out and vote. These numbers are not good for the Democrat Party. The lowest early voting turnout numbers, lower than 2018, especially here in Florida, if you compare the numbers from Democrat early voting turnout in 2018 during the midterm race to the midterms now. And so there's not a lot of enthusiasm in the Democrat Party, because I think that really the Democrat Party has become so radical, okay, so pro-crime, pro-pedophilia, pro-open borders, that a lot of Democrats are either going to be voting Republican or sitting this one out.
So that's Laura, and let's elaborate on that since you mentioned it. Here is Obama and a bunch of other star-studded top Democrats with Uncle Fester, the literal troll creature, Fetterman, who can't even talk. I mean, he makes Biden look like the most eloquent orator in history since William Shakespeare or something. Well, here they are in Pennsylvania at their biggest rally, and it's not even the amount of people at a high school basketball game in a 2A town. I mean, it's literally maybe 10,000, 5,000 people. I mean, this is pathetic. So they had to black curtain it all off to make it look bigger for the media.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, it's absolutely shameful, and you're right, Alex. I mean, here you have Fetterman. For those who didn't watch the debate in Pennsylvania the other night between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, they actually made Dr. Oz seem palatable, which is pretty hard to do given the fact that Dr. Oz isn't exactly the most MAGA America First Republican out there. I personally preferred Kathy Barnett, but at the end of the day, John Fetterman, you said it yourself, he's in worse physical and cognitive shape than Joe Biden. I do believe that John Fetterman suffered a stroke after taking a lethal death jab, right? He was promoting the COVID vaccine, and then shortly after announcing he took the vaccine and the booster, he had a stroke, and that's why he can't speak. And so if anybody should be the poster child for why you should not take the COVID vaccine, I'm pretty sure it's John Fetterman.
And by the way, even though I don't like Fetterman, he's obviously very out of control and corrupt. If people would just tell him, take a bunch of ivermectin, even when you have a serious onset of the protein crystals, taking large doses of ivermectin has been documented in major studies, would at least stop them growing. That's why people that have had really bad COVID, you kill long COVID by taking ivermectin.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Laura Limmer's riding shotgun. We're covering the midterm actual election day that kicks off in just 35 hours. I want to put an image back on screen for TV viewers, for radio listeners. I'll describe it. It's just an image of Fetterman, who literally doesn't know what planet he's on. Not just his speech patterns. You've had a stroke and have a speech problem. You thought that Dithler had trouble because your mouth's paralyzed partially. No, he's got cognitive problems, obvious brainstem problems. He tries to read off a teleprompter and can't do it. Everything he says is worse than Biden. But that's what Obama loves, is zombies. Perfect puppets that'll do what they're told so he and his controllers can run them. This is the next phase of puppets. You have Biden, you have Obama, you have Fetterman, all there at a arena. It looks like it might hold 20,000 people, and maybe there's 10,000 in it, but Trump getting 50, 60, 70, 100,000. I mean, that is maximum, maybe 6, 7,000 right there, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, that arena looks smaller than the Moody Center in Austin. That holds like 6,000. Yeah, that maybe that's 3,000, 4,000. I don't know. It's a very small crowd. Put it back on screen for a minute for me. Go ahead and pan over. Those bleachers, let's just say it's 1,000 on that side. 1,000 up at the bleachers on the other side, and then maybe on the ground, maybe 2,000, 3,000, maybe behind them, maybe another 500. I mean, wow, that's not even 5,000 people, boys and girls. I mean, a 3A football game in Texas has got a lot more people than that. Wow. So let's play a couple of clips here. Here's some of the latest Fetterman. It's not like he was in high wind and then the American flags fell down sometime during the speech. Right as he gets up, they archetypally all fall down, showing there was no preparation to put sandbags on them, which again is an omen because they don't care. They don't think things through. And then here he is saying he is against Roe v. Wade. Doesn't know what planet he's on, even though he's super bloodthirsty and pro-abortion. Here it is.
I run on Roe v. Wade. I celebrate the demise of Roe v. Wade.
You know, these are not out of context. We could play more of it if you like. I mean, I was watching. His speech is usually about 2 minutes long anyways, and it literally sounds like his brain's been put in a blender. Laura Loomer, is this not archetypal of who these slaves of Satan are? I mean, this is pathetic, but Obama is smiling like a Cheshire cat when he's even found a better zombie than Biden.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Alex, and it's like what you said, right? We already know that this is the third term for Barack Hussein Obama. Joe Biden doesn't even know what day it is. I don't even think Joe Biden knows who Joe Biden is. And you're correct in that Barack Hussein Obama, he likes puppets because he's the one that's really controlling things and pulling all the strings behind the scenes, and he wants people who really can't think for themselves, people who are not going to push back, people who are not really going to put up much opposition to his destructive agenda, right, his communist agenda for America. And so that's why they want Fetterman. And, of course, there's been a lot of speculation about whether – Fetterman will have to step down if he somehow does manage to win. And I say that in quotation marks because we do know from the report that you just shared on screen moments ago that they're already preparing to steal the election out of Pennsylvania, just like they did in 2020. They're planning to have him step down and replace him immediately with his illegal alien wife, who I believe is an illegal alien from Brazil. And so if you think that John Fetterman is radical, wait until he steps down due to his cognitive incompetence and they put his illegal alien wife in the position. So we have to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I did notice in that clip that nobody rushed to pick up the flags. I mean, that just shows you how much Democrats hate this country. Here, I was at a gala the other day, one of these political galas. There's a lot of political events, as you can imagine right now. And the flag somehow tilted. And there were people willing to really nosedive toward the stage at this gala to make sure that that American flag didn't touch the ground, because you're not supposed to allow for an American flag to touch the ground. But you notice from that clip that not a single person rushed to pick up those flags.
And let's be clear, Laura, we're not in a cult of the American flag. It's a beautiful flag, a beautiful country, the greatest in history. But it's respect for the veterans and the people that fought and died for it. It's a symbol of them, like grandma's ashes on the mantle or somebody's tombstone. But beyond that, it is a symbol of sacrifice, and that's why we support it and honor it for those that fought and died for it.
Absolutely, and you can see that clearly John Fetterman and the Democrats and his supporters and Barack Hussein Obama and everybody that came out to that rally to support Fetterman, they clearly don't have respect for what the American flag represents and stands for. So that's why I tell people it's really the lesser of two evils. I mean, I think that, and I say this as a two-time congressional candidate, an America First Republican who ran against a Democrat right in 2020 where I was endorsed by President Trump and he voted for me. And then again, right, against a rhino anti-Trump election denying zombie who is also cognitively unfit.
And despite no establishment support, you almost beat him in the primary. You had a little bit of support, you'd have won.
Well, I do believe that I won, and the election is currently being contested right now. There's a lawsuit that's actually been filed, and you may have heard about the Democrat whistleblower in Orange County who came forward to talk about the massive ballot fraud that's happening.
I did. That's big news, and I want to talk about that now, but let me give people a prelude to what's coming up. You're involved with an amazing PAC that I've known about for years that is producing some of the best ads. You helped produce these ads. They are amazing. They're going super viral. We're going to air them next segment. We're going to air them all over the InfoWars operation. They're just culture ads exposing really what the left's for. We'll talk about those. We'll also play Joy Reid, one of the most amazing gaslighting videos yet. You've probably seen it, Laura, where she says inflation doesn't exist. It's a made-up word. Another word that should be banned. Did you know inflation isn't real, Laura?
I don't know. I guess all I hear these days is how the Democrats want to gaslight us about being election deniers, but it turns out all these people are inflation deniers and crime deniers and baby-killing deniers and pedophilia deniers and, you know.
They're not pedophilia deniers. They now endorse it. But you're right. They are deniers. But I mean, oh, yeah, the talking point by all Hocho, all of them is the crime's down. You didn't know that, Laura?
Exactly. And so I say that if they're going to call us election deniers, because we know, right, everybody with a brain knows that the 2020 election was stolen, even Democrats. I mean, you're going to tell me that Joe Biden received more votes than Barack Hussein Obama? I don't think so. And so even Democrats should find this claim, right, that Joe Biden received the most votes out of anybody in U.S. history, offensive, because it's an insult to grassroots movements. And even though I cannot stand Barack Hussein Obama and anything that he represents, he
did win those elections because they ran ringers against him, McCain and Romney. Stay there. We'll come back because it gets into election fraud, how it works, that big case in Florida that you're actually been covering and are actually connected to exposing with the Democrat coming out admitting the fraud. And then I want to get to the Joy Reid clip, and I want to get to these ads that are going viral, really exposing these people. Laura Loomer. Laura, is the best site loomer.com?
Yeah, loomer.com. And then for people, when you show the ads, you can go to AmericanLibertyFund.com. That's where people can support the work that we're doing over these next crucial 2 days, because my team and I are creating amazing ads, and we want to air these on television across the nation. So you'll get to see them when we return from the break.
And they've already gone mega viral, so you've already won. We got to make them go more viral. Stay with us.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back live, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday night. The midterms are in 34 hours from now, East Coast time, kicking off. Live coverage, InfoWars.com/show. Okay, we're not like corporate media, where they go, Jones says he loves Hitler. They don't show the clip. Not true. Or Jones says this and that. Don't show the clip. They're lying. We tell you Joy Reid's gaslighting about inflation. It's a talking point. It's not important if one of them just said something like this, but they're all over the news saying Republicans want to put you in a death camp and kill your children. On Friday, I played some of those clips. And it's the same talking point that, oh, inflation's just some fancy Republican term. You wouldn't know it if they weren't using it to control you. Ladies and gentlemen, we all learned about inflation in our first economics class. At least I did. They teach everywhere else, don't they? About overprinting money. You learn about the Weimar Republic. Or in recent years, you learn about Zimbabwe. Or you learn about Mexico, where they devalued their peso in the early 1990s. It helps the rich people who get the use of the money printing first, then they pass it on to the middle class and the poor people, and the middle class gets a lot smaller. It is a tool of war. If you look at Brazil, or you look at Argentina, or you look at Costa Rica, or you look at Venezuela, all those countries until the 60s and 70s were richer per capita than the average American. And then their governments devalued their currencies with the IMF and World Bank, and now they're hellholes in many areas. Very sad. I'd love to be able to live wherever. Brazil's gorgeous. Mexico's gorgeous. Sorry, their governments did what our government's now doing. We point our finger at Mexico and go, oh, look at you people, and, you know, our dollar buys 10 times what your does. Not very long, because what they did in Mexico, they're now doing to us, and it is, I just got a chill of anger. It is robbery of people's Social Security and their whole future and businesses and savings. And it is so destructive. So here she is saying price increases driven by devaluation of currency is a made-up fancy term by the Republicans. Where if she was honest, she'd say the Republicans have been part of this too. I mean, the Republicans drive the car of inflation at about 65 miles an hour. That's wrong. Biden's been driving at about 400 miles an hour. So there's the difference. It's been really bad. And look, you can have inflation if your country dominates the world. Because then your prices still don't go up, even though your currency's been inflated. And Trump tried that gamble. Everybody was coming back here. He went along with some of it. But Biden's created, now it's 56% of the money in history in less than 2 years. I'm going to say that again. From 1776, really 1789 when it was official, from 1789 until January 2001, only 40-some percent of the money was created. Now it's 50-plus percent has been created in less than 2 years, 21 months. So in 21, 22 months, 50-plus percent of the money in history of the country has been created, and then you wonder why your prices are exploded. By the way, most suppliers don't try to increase prices. We haven't, even though it's killing us, because you just don't want to do it because your listeners, you can't pay it. And that's the line we're at. We're about to have to go up on prices, so everything's exploding because we can't buy it anymore. I had my main accountant tell me on Thursday, they said, you can't offer 60% off on that. They said, you lose money at that. So I went, okay, well, what products can I? Well, these and these, you're still making 10% on that. These other products, you're losing money at 60. So when you see the news, Jones grossed $60 million this year. Well, yeah, and we sell stuff mainly at sale, so we're operating on $20 million. That's the whole point, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what they're manipulating out there. And so if you run a business or you live in the real world, you know how bad this is. It hasn't gotten to the general public that's employed yet. I know I'm ranting. We'll get Laura Loomer's take on this in a moment, get to her amazing PAC ad she's running nationwide. But here is the clip I was talking about.
The only people I ever hear use the word inflation are journalists and economists, right? So that is not part of the normal lexicon of the way people talk. So it's interesting that Republicans are doing something they don't normally do, right, which is not use the common tongue, right, not use just common English to sort of do on their campaigns like they're doing with Prime. But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it, including on TV, including in newspapers. They've been taught this word, and they sort of wrap this word around whatever it is that they really want to vote, the reasons they really want to vote.
You know where they've been taught it? When Trump left office, the average cost of premium 93-octane was $2.32. Diesel was even less, and now diesel's over $5, and the national average is almost $4 for 93-octane. Some areas it's $7, $8. You've seen that. Diesel's up to $9 in some areas. So what teaches people about inflation is when they used to fill their car for $50 and now it costs $100. When they used to buy a package of bacon for $3 and now it costs $7. Or they used to buy a 4-pack of yogurt, because I do a lot of the shopping. I used to buy that for $3. Now it's $8. When I used to buy a gallon of milk for $2, now it's $5. When I used to buy a carton of egg for $3, now it's $7. When I used to buy a thing of ham for $3, now it's $10. But No. We know when I used to go to a steakhouse and a delicious steak was $25, now it's $50. Laura, we're being taught inflation by being beat over the head with it, aren't we?
Absolutely, Alex. And it just goes to show you, too, how the Democrat Party, they just have so much disdain and contempt for the average American voter or American citizen. They really honestly think that people are stupid. They think that we're a bunch of brain-dead minions and that, we just need to sit back and be quiet because we don't know what's good for us. And we just have to listen to the pundits on CNN and MSNBC tell us what we need to know, and we don't need to know anything else except for what they tell us we need to know. And so it's very insulting. I think I saw another clip the other day. I forget, I can't recall which pundit it was who said it, but they said the same thing that Joy Reid said, but they were talking about the black community. They said that black people do not know what inflation is. And so they're insulting, their traditional voting base. You're seeing a shift in black voters and Hispanic voters move from the Democrat Party over to the Republican Party. And now we're seeing how the Democrat Party truly feels about minorities who have traditionally voted Democrat. They really honestly think these people are stupid. But I'm glad that they're saying it, because it's good for people to hear it out in the open, to understand what the Democrat Party thinks of them, so that they know to get off the Democrat Party plantation and start voting for policies and voting for America First candidates that are actually going to put them and their families in their best interests.
Wasn't this a Marie Antoinette quote? Nobody knows what Marie Antoinette actually said when they were hundreds of thousands starving to death in Paris, and they said, please open up the grain reserves, they're starving to death, the children are dying. She said, let them eat cake. We don't know if she said that, but Joy Reid just said, let them eat cake. She said, this doesn't exist. They taught them price increases. Nobody's hurt. That is such a disconnected, evil statement.
Well, and that's why the Democrats should lose. That's why there should be a massive red wave. That's why, there should have been a massive red wave in 2020 as well. But that's why, of course, we see the Democrats, the only way they can, quote unquote, win is by cheating. This is the same messaging that was pushed out in 2020, except with regards to crime. When we had Black Lives Matter and Antifa destroying our cities, they told us, you don't know what violent crime is. You don't know what domestic terrorism is. That's a peaceful protest. And now, right, they've used that same argument and that same logic, but applied it to our economy when many Americans are going without three meals a day because so many people are struggling. Even if you're making over $70,000 a year, I was watching a report out of New York the other day. New York families making $70,000 to $80,000 per year are living paycheck to paycheck and are having to make tough decisions about whether they put food on the table for their kids or more gas in their cars because the price of everything goes up, which of course diminishes your overall yearly annual salary. So everybody's feeling the pain at the pump and is truly experiencing and seeing inflation in real time when they watch their bank accounts get destroyed.
What was the exact quote of Biden a month ago with an ice cream cone in his hand? He said, we have an incredibly strong economy. What was the quote?
I don't know what the quote was. You'll have to pull up the video.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Biden said the economy was strong as hell. Here it is.
Are you concerned about, just one more economic one, are you concerned about the strength of the dollar right now?
I'm not concerned about the strength of the dollar. I'm concerned about the rest of the world. Does that make sense? Yes. Our economy is strong as hell. In the internals of it. Inflation is worldwide. Worse off everywhere else than it is in the United States.
That's a talking point.
So the problem is the lack of economic growth and sound policy in other countries, not so much.
So when Kirby got asked that question, he's now over at the White House helping out, he said the same thing. Oh, we don't care about America, we care about Ukraine. Laura Loomer is our guest. Dr. Peter McCullough in studio coming up in hour 3 and 4 tonight. There's a big article. He just exposes who's behind the COVID, who's behind the shots. This is going to be a big interview. The gloves are off. Laura, get into this pack you're involved with. I've seen its work before. It's great stuff. And then preface, you want to go to the COVID ads that you cut, that you made for the pack, or you want to get to the pedo one first, showing who the Democrats are?
Well, we can show both of them. Let's start with the groomer ad, the pedophile ad. But yeah, after my campaign ended, I was actually invited to come work with a PAC called American Liberty Fund. And American Liberty Fund is a PAC that is focused on supporting pro-liberty candidates, candidates that are focused on preserving our freedoms and our liberties. And you see that political messaging in the Republican Party is very weak. And even though these issues of sexualization of our children and people dying from vaccine injuries and the death shot and children getting myocarditis are in the news thanks to people like you and grassroots independent media every single day, you see so many Republican and even so-called America First candidates, and I say that, of course, because not everybody who calls themselves America First actually is America First, they refuse to talk about these issues. And so we decided to actually create advertisements, my team and I, Norman, who does incredible animations, and then Shane Corey, who is the founder of the PAC.
And Laura, where do people find the ads? We're about to play them. People can clip out of the show and play them, but to find them in better quality before...
Yeah, American Liberty Fund. That's AmericanLibertyFund.com. And then you can also find them on my Telegram and my account. That's
AmericanLibertyFund.com. Let's just do this, because there's two poison vax ads. We'll play those secondary back-to-back. Play them all back-to-back. Here is the anti-pedo ad. This book that you expose is at the Austin Library for Middle School and High Schoolers. This is all over the country. There are hundreds of these type books. We've reviewed more than 50 of them here. And let me tell you, I've been scarred by looking at it. I can't imagine children looking at it. It's kids being picked up by pedophiles and loving it, training kids to get in vans with men. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Put something into your v- not even a f- so you've never f- yourself? As a teen, I got bored of f-ing. I then dreamed about having a massive f-ful f- that lasted all day. Do you feel sad that you weren't born with a f-?
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
All right, here's two of the ads exposing the death shot.
Mommy, I don't want to get it. Mommy, I'm not sick. Mommy, please. I'm scared.
I'm sorry, baby. I wish I had a choice.
CDC is recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for all school children. If Democrat Kathy Hochul gets elected as governor of New York, you may no longer have a say in your child's health. On November 8th, vote for parental rights. Vote Republican. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Mommy, I don't want to get it. Mommy, I'm not sick. Mommy, please. I'm scared.
I'm sorry, baby. I wish I had a choice.
CDC is recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for all school children. If Democrat Josh Shapiro gets elected as governor of Pennsylvania, you may no longer have a say in your child's health. On November 8th, vote for parental rights. Vote Republican. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
And again, that means this independent PAC can do whatever it wants, and that's the beauty of these, to be able to warn people. I want to see some ads, too, about the UN, about censorship, about all these different organizations, Laura Loomer. In closing here, what are, because I got some final news after you leave us, what else you want to impart to the viewers and listeners this broadcast on pretty much the eve of the election?
Well, I appreciate you airing these ads, Alex, and I just want to let people know that American Liberty Fund and these ads that I'm writing and producing with my team, this is the tip of the spear of what political messaging needs to be on the right. And so I look forward to creating more of these powerful ads with my team, Alex, especially regarding these issues that you just highlighted, election integrity, a lot of things, the World Economic Forum, more vaccine injury ads, censorship, big tech tyranny. We're going to see... You're going to see a lot more from American Liberty Fund. But I just want everybody to be vigilant and aware. You're going and voting at the polls. You know, keep your eyes open. If you see any fraud, make sure you record it and you report it to your local sheriff, because the Republican Party, they're not coming to save you, okay? The Republican Party was just as guilty as the Democrat Party in stealing the 2020 election. They had no election day, ground day operations in 2020, and I doubt that they're going to have strong election ground day operations this year to prevent fraud on election day. And so if you want your vote to count, you're going to have to be out there yourself. You're going to have to volunteer as a poll watcher, poll worker, and really keep your eyes open, because it's a uniparty. And regardless of which party is in control, you know, I personally don't really see much of a difference. Obviously, I'm rooting for Republicans to win and take back the House, but with the likelihood of Kevin McCarthy potentially being Speaker of the House and a lot of candidates making deals with him behind the scenes and not really having the balls or the testicular fortitude, as I say, to campaign openly, right, against the McCarthy speakership, which would be worse than Paul Ryan. We're talking about Paul Ryan on steroids times a million. That's what you're going to get with Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
Absolutely. So, Laura Loomer, we'll talk to you on election night. Thank you so much. All right, let me just say this right here. I agree with her that the uniparty is there, but there's a beachhead with Republicans, Trumpites, patriots. And whether you believe in DeSantis or not, he's acting like a super patriot because he's making him popular. And so we're taking control of the party with great folks that are out there in the grassroots fighting, like Laura Loomer. We're going to go to break here. Dr. Peter McCullough is coming in. 2-hour powerful interview. He's taking the gloves off. You don't want to miss this information. But let me hit these stories here that I forgot to get to. I'll cover more tomorrow on my regular weekday show. Report: pedophiles can exploit trans loophole to hide criminal history when applying to work with children in the UK, London Telegraph reports, and in the United States is the same. It's men dressed up like women trying to get access to your children. And as I started the show, this is really important. Shock poll put on by the Democratic Party. Nearly half of American voters, 50-plus percent of Republicans, 40-plus percent of independents, 30-plus percent of Democrats believe a shadow criminal group is running America. That is extremely important. 37% of Democrats, 41% of independents, 53% of Republicans, a total of 44%. We have been doing our job. You've been doing your job and doing an incredible job. We are going to take the German government study, the Swedish government study, the U.S. government studies, showing the almost exact same numbers, 3,600-plus percent increase in stillbirths, miscarriages in the vaccinated. That's the biggest in history. As soon as this broadcast, this live part ends, I'm going to go make sure that gets cut out and put on the front page of Bandai Video. We're going to save a lot of children, a lot of lives. If they want abortion, but they can't get the average mother to kill their child. This is abortion. This is forced abortion. This is one-child policy. Also, we're fearless. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for our shared destiny. We'll never back down. We'll never give up, but we can give out. We need financial support. So go to Infowars.com/crypto, whether it's $5 in crypto or $1,000. Thank you. Infowars.com/crypto. Donate. Go to SaveInfoWars.com if you want to give straight donations for my legal defense fund that's going to keep us on air with the appeals and beat all these fake judgments and the rest of it. But we need donations. Thanks for your past support. Those that haven't donated, please go. It's easy. Give, send, go. Just follow the link at SaveInfoWars.com. One word. And then Black Friday comes early. Sales always peak in November with Black Friday. And then we keep those sales through to Christmas, but a lot of stuff sells out. So the biggest amount of products, the best prices ever, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 on The Great Reset and The War for the World, my best-selling book, number one bestseller, all of it, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus. A lot of these are about to sell out, but despite that, they are massively discounted, 40 to 60% off with promo code 1776, 1776 at checkout. Dr. Peter McCullough coming in now. Tell everybody you know, tune in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.